remains confident the airport can stay open in poor weather. St. George City Council will vote Thursday on whether it wants to pay the required 10% of the equipment costs. Cyclists are calling out a Centerville City Council member after he made an off-color, off-the-cuff joke about running bicyclists off the road during a public meeting. Bonneville Cycling member Don Williams says he knows that Bill Entz wasn't being serious, but it exposes an underlying frustration that cyclists and drivers have had for one another.
The roads are still for everybody. We all have to kind of get along out here and figure out for the common good what we're going to accomplish.
Council is meeting again at 7 o'clock tonight to continue its discussion about bike lanes around the city. Hillary Clinton is definitely getting a bounce, but is it a convention bounce? Now with KSL's top national stories, here's Jeff Kaplan, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Scott, the polls are clear. Clinton by 7, Clinton by 9. But ABC political analyst Matthew Dowd says it's not just from the convention.
We saw Donald Trump get a slight bump, but we now see looks like Hillary Clinton got a bigger bump. I think it has less to do with the convention than this controversy that has erupted around Donald Trump in the last 72 hours, all self-inflicted.
The Washington Post points out since the Clinton bounce, Donald Trump has been publicly complaining the election is rigged. They're calling in the big guns to fight the California wildfires. Two specially equipped C-130 transport planes have been summoned to Idaho for dispatch to any of the big fires. These planes can drop 3,000 gallons of retardant in 5 short seconds. Crude oil prices slipped below $40 a barrel for the first time in months today, down from $50 a barrel, but gas prices at the pump have yet to budge. The family of Star Trek actor Anton Yelchin has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the makers